Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait. Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, we're glad to have you for hour number two tonight of the big broadcast. And if you missed hour one with Chanel Rion, the White House correspondent for the chief White House correspondent for OAN, or Hugh Atchison, top chef, judge, and masterclass contestant, and Top Chef Canada winner, who now makes Southern food in Georgia, which is kind of weird. I think Canadians making Southern food is just, there's something striking about that contrast. Anyway, that was all in hour number one, and you can go back and get the podcast or watch the video. We do still make everything available. It's all free. We don't put it behind a paywall. And despite Twitter and other big tech's best efforts, we're still plugging along, making it available, and hoping that you will get a great deal of good out of anything that you may have missed. That's why we offer it. And more of you are now watching and listening and downloading than ever before, and so we're grateful for all of that as well. I am grateful for this weekend. I am grateful for the fact that for about 12 hours today, I didn't think, talk, ponder, contemplate anything related to our government, the crises that we face, the issues that are that need to be dealt with. I just needed a mental vacation, and I got that. I spent the entire day in the kitchen making Super Bowl chili, loving my family, cooking for them, just doing, because I always do eggs and stuff on Saturday morning. If you're ever in the McCullough house, eggs to order on Saturday morning. You want sunny side up? You want scrambled, you want an omelet, you want a crispy egg sandwich, and we get all of those requests and more, but they're made to order Saturday morning. That's me. But today I got to stay in the kitchen and just cook all day, and so it was really fun. And then, you know, we come back to work tonight, and we're doing what we do. And one of the reasons that we do what we do is to keep the dialogue going forward, to keep the discussion happening. And along those lines, I realized a long time ago that it's one thing for people to talk about having contributing voices into the dialogue, but really what they mean is they just want their voice to be heard, and then they just argue with people that they disagree with, which is one brand of talk radio that you can go with. But something that I decided I wanted to do a long time ago was to be more inclusive of female voices. And we started a thing called the Ladies Lounge, and it has for nearly a decade been a standard feature here on Saturday nights. And so I'm every week honored to open up the second hour to different female voices across the spectrum. Sometimes I agree with them strongly. Sometimes I disagree with them. But I find that the discussion is more helpful because it's been had. And tonight, I have to admit, I'm a bit of a fan of my guest, because she is full of common sense, and she has been she's become a regular staple of the Ladies Lounge over the last couple of years. Her name is Georgie Borman. She is the she's one of the senior contributors to the Federalist.com, and she's got a number of projects that she works on independently of her own right as well. And not the least of which was doing a podcast for a good period of 2019. In 2020, but she underwent a life change, moved from a very liberal, progressive, oppressive state, and is now a proud citizen of the Free Republic of South Dakota, and she joins us live. Georgie, welcome back. It's good to see you.
Thank you for having me on again.
Let's talk before we get into COVID and big tech, because I know you're passionate on both of those things. I want to get your thoughts on what it has been like. I think the last time you were on, you had just literally arrived in South Dakota. You hadn't even unpacked one box yet. You were on that quickly after getting there, but you've been there for a while now. For people that missed out, why did you take the journey, and what has it been like moving from a progressive kind of, you know, kingdom of Washington State to someplace as free as South Dakota is right now?
Yeah, so my husband and I and our two kids going on three, we decided to make the move because not only was the environment very oppressive at the time, not just for us in our personal lives, but for relatives that we had that were small business owners. But we realized that this whole lockdown thing wasn't going to end anytime soon, and that first of all, the economy and the social fabric had been done such horrible blows from what Governor Jay Inslee did to the state in locking down, that we knew it was going to take a very, very long time for Washington to recover, if at all. And second of all, these lockdowns, the precedent that has been set, that precedent is now in place. And I believe that the restrictions to people's freedoms in some of these states like Washington, Oregon, California, you know, New York, New Jersey, you name it, that these kinds of things are going to persist for a long time, perhaps indefinitely, unless people say enough is enough. Now we're three months since we've been here, and every day, honestly, I'm more grateful that we moved, and very grateful that we had the flexibility and the privilege of being able to move. I know that a lot of people don't have that luxury of just being able to pick up and move to another state. But we're so happy that we did it. We're so happy to live in a free state. And I was just talking to my husband last night, and honestly, it's less, we feel less like we live in a free country and more like, no, we live in a free state. Because that's the way that America is being divided right now between states that are locked down and not free and states that are much more free, like South Dakota and like Florida. So, every day, honestly, has been a blessing. I'm so appreciative of having been able to, you know, find a house and move within a matter of months.
Well, and the idea that your family did it with you, so those family members that were facing some of those challenges have been able to find a better business environment, even if it's starting over, it's of greater benefit to start over in a place where they actually have a chance at making it, as opposed to praying, hoping, wondering, ifing the current situation in the other place is ever going to change. And Georgie, there's not a day that goes by that my bride and I don't have that same conversation. Like, is there any possible way we can get out of New York? And just for what I do and for the type of work that I'm involved in, it just hasn't presented itself as of yet. But we're always plotting. So just, you know, maybe someday at some point. But, you know, part of that, we went to North Carolina for vacation last summer when things were starting to open up a little bit more. And just the differences in New York and North Carolina at that time were in such contrast. And, you know, you look at the success that Florida has had, that South Dakota has had, that some of the states that have still applied, I think, scientific approaches to dealing with COVID on the public scale, but they have not given in to the panic and the surrender that the deep blue states have. And you're just seeing remarkable differences. California, New York, New Jersey are some of the worst places to have COVID right now, and they're the ones that have been the most oppressive.
Exactly. Exactly. And like I said, this is not just going to end at COVID. All of these things that we're seeing now are going to be applied to new things. This idea that you can just declare a public health emergency and have that emergency basically be extended indefinitely, that's something that's going to stick around. That's going to stick around and be applied, I think, very soon, probably within the next 4 years of the Biden administration, to climate change.
Wow.
I think the CDC, I just read that they're setting up a couple programs regarding racism and racism being a public health issue. So sort of like anti-racist programs a la Ibram Kendi. And so that's going to be an ongoing public health emergency. I'm not a prophet, obviously. I could be wrong. I pray that I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. And so I know that I'm not totally insulated here in South Dakota. I have no illusions about that. We're all Americans, but we feel like we have more time here. We have more breathing room to prepare for whatever is coming.
Yeah.
And praying that that doesn't happen, but
preparing in case it does.
I breathe free air.
At least for now. And that's, well, and it's interesting that you use that phrase, because when we come back from this break, I will relay to you something that one of my national program directors said to me this morning. And he said it with such, a lax tension in his voice that it really shot a bolt of lightning through my heart. But we're speaking with Georgie Borman. You can read her in The Federalist, but there's a whole bunch of other things that she's doing, including some new ways to get her content exclusively. I'll let her describe all that when we come back. It's Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Live shot of Fifth Avenue. You want to see what a ghost town New York City is? Take a look at that. You don't see anything, and it's not a still frame. That's a live video feed on Fifth Avenue right now. There's literally nothing there. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's the Ladies Lounge, and Georgie Borman is back with us. She writes for the Federalist. But, Georgie, give us the elevator pitch on everything that you're doing, because you've got a lot of different, you know, places where people can check out your stuff, and you're on the social media. You haven't been deplatformed yet, so, you know, good on you. Wish I could say that. But, anyway, where can people find all your stuff?
Yeah, so the bulk of my writing is at The Federalist. You can scroll down to contributors there on The Federalist website and find all of my stuff. I've been writing mostly about COVID-19 and the pandemic, but I've also written about white privilege and a variety of topics over the past year that I don't toot my own horn very often, but I have been right about a considerable number
yes,
of things.
Have.
So if you're wondering why pay attention to this mom of two going on three who lives in South Dakota, I would just like to say that I'm right about some things.
Yeah.
No, and you can find things I'm right about on Twitter, too,
banned. You're far more right than not. So I would encourage people to read your stuff because it's important.
Yes. And then I recently started on Substack. So you can go plug your email in there. And anytime I post something, you'll get an email. That's pretty much going to be, I just put up something about asymptomatic and presymptomatic spread that's a little bit longer and sort of gives highlights about what that really means and what the data actually says compared to what the CDC is trying to tell you and the mainstream media. But in the future, I'll be putting stuff there on COVID, on big tech and things like that that are too long and too important to put on social media, but may not fit at the other places I write at, like The Federalist. Sometimes I write at The Postmillennial. I just did my first piece for Town Hall a couple weeks ago. And then also I'm still very proud of the 180 cast, and I hope to be able to pick that up sometime in the future again, where I interview people who have changed their minds on a variety of subjects, from politics to religion to lifestyle. And those are all very evergreen. How many episodes did I even do? I did a lot of episodes.
There were more than 50. I think there were 60 or 70 maybe episodes in there.
And they're pretty much all evergreen. And I highly suggest that you type in the 180 cast with Georgie Borman and listen to those. It's really good reading or listening for long car rides, or if you're cooking dinner.
I always thought it was one of the most novel ideas for a podcast, to talk to people that had truly done a 180 on something significant. And we're not talking about like what your favorite flavor of popsicle was. We're talking about you were very much in the camp on one philosophical position, and then you came to a different position on that. What caused that? And those are truly fascinating conversations. Big fan. Georgie, let's talk about COVID-19. Now, you kind of prefaced in the last segment a lot of the problems that we're seeing with lockdown and so forth. Getting away from how the things around it are impacting life as we know it. You know, New Jersey just threw celebrations on Friday night because they just got to open 35%. Like, woohoo! Like, you know, all of a sudden it's like some big wow. But that's a different kind of conversation. Let's talk about COVID itself. What are we learning? What are they telling us that's reliable and true? What do we still not know? And is it your opinion that the medical information, the science here, is being utilized, ignored, manipulated? What's your take on where we are?
Well, I I'd start off by saying I'm not a scientist, but I do read a lot of scientific papers, and I remember a considerable amount of stuff from college, and the things that I don't remember are things that I learn, which is an amazing thing about living in the internet age. But I would start by saying anytime somebody tells you they're following the science and the data, you should be incredibly suspicious of that, because that is something that politicians say, and it's not really something people who are serious about science tend to be saying. Oh, I follow the science and the data, like I follow, you know, the prophet so-and-so, or like it's... It tends to be a way to shut down debate and ask you to not ask any more questions about what the science and the data actually say, instead of a way to move forward and open the dialogue and figure out, okay, where exactly are we with this virus? How exactly is it spreading? Why aren't the lockdowns working? Because it's not a question anymore of whether they work or not. The question is simply, why don't they work? Why don't the masks work? Why are politicians like Anthony Fauci? I do consider him a politician now.
Oh yeah.
Saying, oh, let's double up on our masks now. Even though he admits that the CDC doesn't
well,
have.
Well, it's easy, Georgie, because using one of them worked so well. So of course, using two is gonna obviously do much better.
Right. Well, Contessa Brewer over at CNBC was saying, oh, it's a good idea to double your masks or even triple your mask based off of some research out of Virginia Tech.
Go for 17. Why stop at 3?
No, but she says, oh, it's because other people aren't wearing their masks or they're wearing them incorrectly. So we're still blaming all of this on not wearing masks or not wearing them correctly.
Right.
Which is just amazing.
I did read somewhere that if you put a garbage bag over your head and tape your neck shut with duct tape, that you will prevent the virus from getting through. Now,
yes,
you may stop breathing in the process, but,
right.
You know.
Yes, I've committed to stop breathing for a full 100 days, and that means that I will contribute zero SARS-CoV-2 particles into the air, which means I'm a much better person than you are for wearing your 3 masks.
That's it.
So there.
Well, I took my bride for coffee one day this week after we got the kids finally back in school, because there was a little bit of a lockdown after coming out of the Christmas break. But we actually had a morning where they were all 3 in school, so we ran over and grabbed some coffee. We were sitting there. We saw our first double masker walk in, and I was like, oh gosh, and it just looks painful because he can't breathe, and he's moving it back and forth, and he's trying to catch his breath, and he obviously had walked from some distance away, and you're just like, dude, you know. And one of the reasons we went to get the coffee at the coffee shop is because restaurants are having such a disastrous time trying to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And so anywhere where we can try to, you know, pat them on the back a little bit, especially places that we like, we're trying to do that.
That's another thing we found out, is that the transmission that happens in restaurants is very, very low, contributes just very small percentage of all the transmission that happens that we know of.
So let's close them all down during the holidays, because in-home family gatherings surely couldn't transmit as much of it as they would in restaurants.
Yep, and that's another thing that we've learned, or confirmed, rather. I mean, we knew this around this time last year, honestly, or I guess maybe March of 2020, that the vast majority of transmissions happen within households, happen among close contacts. So that's just one more thing.
All right, so when they say the science, I'm following the science. Be a little bit suspicious of them, Georgie Borman says. We'll take some more thoughts on this. Plus, I want to get into big tech. I have a chip on my shoulder about that because of what Twitter did to me. But we'll...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says it will release new guidelines for reopening schools next week, as some teachers' organizations push back against reopening their classrooms before they can receive a COVID vaccination. A study released last week by CDC scientists said that schools could reopen safely if certain precautions are in place. Representative Nicole Malliotakis says that's one reason she co-sponsored a bill to force schools to use the money set aside in the last COVID relief bill to reopen safely. The New York Republican tells Fox News schools shouldn't be taking the money to remain closed.
And it's one of the reasons why I co-sponsored legislation to require that they use the funds that were set aside, $54 billion that was set aside in the last COVID relief package, which was over a month ago, to help reopen our schools safely. And, you know, states are taking this money. New York has $4 billion in its share, and yet these schools are not reopening across our state.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known.
Glad to have you back. Welcome. It's the Ladies Lounge on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, Hour 2. We always enjoy these extended conversations with people that are doing some deep thinking and making it worth our while to contemplate some of the big issues related to some of the big stories of the day and just have a little bit of fun. Before we're done tonight, I hope to impart at least to you partially my improved Super Bowl chili recipe. We'll save that for the last segment tonight. Georgie, I know that at one point in time when you guys were NFL fans, back in Washington State, you were big Seahawks.
Still fans.
Okay, so still fans. So do you have any special Super Bowl treats, recipes, things you're pulling out for the big game tomorrow? And even if you don't do it in tomorrow, is there something that's kind of signature to the Georgie Borman universe in terms of Super Bowl fare?
You know, I wish there was, but weirdly, the Super Bowl is not something that we have any signature dishes for yet. So it kind of just, I don't know, depends on mood and energy level.
Yeah, well, with, you know, 2.5 babies, you know, it gets harder, just exponentially every time the next
one
comes.
Right, deep frying is not something that I'm super eager to do with little kids in the house.
Well, I had not done this in a super long time, at least 2.5 years. But I took the whole day today and just cooked, and it was just the most therapeutic thing for me. Like, it gave me a sense of calm that life in radio and editorial and all the rest of it has not for quite some time. And I was very happy to do all that. And my family seemed to be very grateful. It's always fun to see them eat something that you've poured a lot of love into. So,
yeah.
It was fun. Last hour we had Hugh Atchison on from Top Chef, and he gave us some hints and tips on that. Let's get back to the public policy stuff for a bit. You've observed, and you've been very accurate in a lot of your predictions and some of the things that you think you see happening that you kind of call out in your columns. Did you see the attack from big tech coming down on free speech before the election actually happened, or were you a little bit surprised at the severity and the kind of swiftness with which the major technical players across the universe were able to unify and immediately begin to stifle speech on a scale I'd never seen before? What was your take on that?
Well, when Twitter went ahead and banned the New York Post from accessing the platform and from sharing their bombshell story about Hunter Biden and his laptop, that's when I was like, okay, now we're really serious. You know, we've dealt with things before in the past, like Twitter banning dead naming, which is, you know, if I call Caitlyn Jenner Bruce Jenner, then that's a Twitter violation. I could potentially be kicked off Twitter for that. So there's been stuff like that in the past that are hints that are like, okay, yes, things are getting a little bit more. There's more censorship. There's more interest in censoring certain viewpoints and things like that. But when the New York Post, which has been around for a very long time,
it's the oldest newspaper in America.
Oldest newspaper in America. When Twitter went ahead and banned the New York Post and Facebook also suppressed that story as well, then we were like, okay, now things are getting very serious. They're very blatant about this. There's no denying that this isn't about, you know, people's feelings per se or people getting offended or feeling unsafe. This is just pure politics. And then we've seen the ball roll down the hill from there. I mean, the censorship on the talk about election fraud and things like that has really been outrageous, where it's basically like, no, you can't even talk about this topic because we just have said that everything's kosher, and so you should go ahead and accept that, which is a very totalitarian thing. I mean, you would expect that kind of thing from a government. You wouldn't expect that from a private company that's supposedly acting within a free market as a private competitive actor. So that's very concerning, and that's why more and more conservatives every day are like, okay, we can't just say it's a private company anymore. Something needs to be done, or else we are going to consign ourselves to indefinite irrelevance.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. When we come back for our last segment together, I want to delve into this deeper with you. As you know, I've got a personal stake in this, and it has not been an enjoyable time. And I think this is part of the reason why today was so cathartic, because it just took me out of what I needed to be taken away from for a period of time. Anyway, it's Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back. Don't go away. In 10 seconds.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Offer by using discount code KM.
All right, live shot of Times Square, which doesn't look too lively. Seriously, on a normal night like tonight, and it's not even that cold. I mean, it's it's typical winter for February, but you'd see several hundred more people usually in Times Square from that live angle, camera angle than what we just showed you there. So it is the ghost town that everybody says that it is right now. But all the more reason to be with you on Biz TV and great radio stations across the country and streaming online as well. Georgie Borman is with us in the ladies' lounge tonight. Georgie, it's interesting you brought up the Hunter laptop story, because I think that I had a similar, like, little bit of a panic attack. Go, hey, is this for real? Like, are they really able to just, like, disarm the post? And then Facebook added to it, and sure enough, there was some synergy there. But even after that, when they took the president down I think everybody thought, well, that was probably going to happen. He had just made everyone angry enough that they were wanting to take him down. But you had his probably top 75,000 followers get taken down. You had people that didn't even really have a public platform, that just because they followed someone. There's a liberal talk show host on WABC here in New York who just paid Rudy Giuliani a compliment in a tweet because he happens to be on the same radio station as she does, and they disagree with a bunch of things politically, but she said something nice. That post got flagged, and she got taken down for a day. And you're like, at some point it became very surreal. Of course, you know, I have a grudge here because I was one of them that got taken in the midst of that. But I think what you said before we went to break is really true. I think we have to start fighting back. And if Dominion can launch $1.3 billion lawsuit after lawsuit against everybody to scare them and to make them feel bad and to say, you know, you're not going to push us around, I think that people that have been mistreated in this vein have to as well. It's one of the reasons why we're seeking and consulting with counsel and doing what we can. Because if we let this go, there will be no more marketplace or public square for us to have the debate necessary for us to remain a free country. And some people already believe that that is gone. I was speaking with a programmer earlier today, and he said, Kevin, it's not an issue of watching our country be taken over anymore. They've taken it over. They can control the voting mechanisms. They can control the speech outlets. And now they can control the outcomes. Your response to his observation?
Yeah, I tend to feel similar to that, and there have been people taken that I know and converse with that have been taken off Twitter for absolutely no reason whatsoever and just dropped down the memory hole. I mean, their whole account just basically erased. And then when they try and start a new account, of course, Twitter goes after them and shuts that one down too for no particular reason. I mean, I know people who share data like graphs and charts and, you know, people who know what they're talking about, but disagree with the prevailing orthodoxy about COVID-19 and how to handle the pandemic, that have just been dropped down the memory hole.
Yeah.
And this is very scary, where you can be, you know, you can be deplatformed for any reason or no reason at any time. And I understand that the Twitter terms of service say that. But also, the Twitter terms of service don't really mean anything anyway, because they can change it at the drop of a hat, and they don't even have to notify you about it.
Yeah.
So it's totally meaningless signing on to these terms of service, because they change all of the time.
Well, and I think that there's a case to be made for a deceptive practice on their part, because mm-hmm. they seek input from public figures who will bring an audience or followers onto their platform. They gain the equity that is built into that. They gain from the exposure. Certainly, you look at what happened to Twitter's stock price when they did deplatform the president. They took a serious hit. Well, that wasn't just because some of his fans got angry and went away. It was because they deprived an audience that was seeking what his content was from being able to be seen, to be found. They deprived a content provider from being able to provide it to them. With very arbitrary enforcement of whatever, as you just said, the Twitter rules were at that one moment. So I think that there's got to be some degree of accountability that you can start holding these people responsible with. Because if you're going to induce people to come onto your platform and invest equity into your operation, even if you have very subjective rules, you've got to enforce them equitably across the board. At least that's what I think needs to be questioned and prodded through the courts to find out for sure. Let me do a different take. Parler got deplatformed by a ring of service providers that all kind of came together and said, we're going to shut you out as well. And that had been kind of a safe haven for some conservatives to go to and to build kind of a corollary platform. It has been a troubled platform. They have not been able to reemerge. What is your take on those alternative, the Gabs and the Parlors and the Clout Hubs and so forth? Is it really realistic to think that conservatives can go sit in the corner by themselves and talk to each other and still have a vibrant discussion about the news of the day and not be part of what is perceived to be the main public square?
Right. Well, a lot of, you know, boilerplate conservatives have said basically, oh, if you don't like Twitter and you don't like what they're doing, you can just go find another platform. You can go over to Parler or in the past Gab. Well, you may not remember this, but the same thing happened to Gab, where they basically got shut off of the Apple Store and Google Play, and they very quickly became, instead of this free speech magnificent platform that's just flourishing with all kinds of debate from all across the political and cultural spectrum, it's basically just a platform for alt-right people to just have an echo chamber. And Parler was so quickly coming into the mainstream and not being anything like that, because big names were flooding onto it, and because people were like, yeah, I am tired of the censorship. I do want to try Parler, and I want to try and build a following there and have influence and have good discussions. And there were some really great aspects about it, about, you know, how you could moderate the people, what kind of sure content that you see and allow on your threads and things like that. Well, as soon as they start coming into the mainstream and becoming a threat, lo and behold, they get crushed by Apple and Google and Amazon.
Yeah.
So you can't just say, oh, go find another platform. It's time for everybody across the political spectrum to realize that these are the de facto public squares of our time. And it is going to be like this for the foreseeable future.
There's no doubt about that. Read more of what she has to say at The Federalist. You can also subscribe to her Substack. Georgie, always great to see you. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bye.
Kevin McCullough. It's a cold February night, but thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for being here. We love being with you and look forward to it all week long. And if you've got any ideas, feedback, you ever want to be in touch with me, kmcradio@gmail.com is where you can reach me. We actually now have a weeknight version of Radio Night Live that you can get totally free on the stream. My flagship station in New York City, AM 970 The Answer, has us on 7 p.m. each weeknight. And we are providing some very interesting radio there. Experts in a wider range of areas of life, solving some problems, having a lot of fun, being very entertaining at the same time. So that's Monday through Friday night, 7 o'clock, a version of Radio Night Live Monday through Friday that you can get now. And then earlier in the afternoon, you still get Kevin McCullough Radio because we are still on 300 stations talking about the top stories of the day. So it's just, you know, if there's a radio and if it's a day of the week, I'm probably on at some point. that's just what we do. If you have not joined the podcast community, we literally have, I think it's tens of thousands per day that are now checking it out. And if you would join us over on SoundCloud.com or iTunes, either one, you can subscribe to the podcast. There is no charge there, and then you get notified every time a new one comes out, and it's super easy, and I hope that you would take us with you, and thank you for those of you that do. I am still on social media. Radio Night Live has its own Twitter page that is operated by the staff of Radio Night Live, the weekday and the weekend versions, and then you can find me on Gab, Facebook, SoundCloud, Cloud Hub, there's a number of, if Parler ever comes back online, you'll find me there. But you can find me at all those places at KMC Radio as well. Now, quickly, if you search in the bottom of the barrel here to find good recipe for tomorrow's Super Bowl game, let me walk you through the best chili recipe that you need very little to make happen. Okay, got your pen and paper? Let's go. Saute ground beef in a pan. Now, this year I found bison, and I did, which is 93% lean, which is really good for me because I have gallbladder issues and so forth. So I did that. When you've got that browned, add your aromatics, your jalapenos, your red onion, your garlic. You sweat those, get all those good juices out. Deglaze that with a little bit of red wine. Also on the side, what I did this year is I put some dried anchos and some pasillas with a sliced shallot, very thin. Boiled that for about 10 minutes and then took a blender to it. And it made up this richest paste that we were able to just put right into the chili itself. Let the whole thing simmer after you add your tomatoes and other things for about 2 to 3 hours on low heat. You can add a little lime to some sour cream with salt and pepper. Make a little crema that goes on top. That's really tasty. Get some queso fresco. You've got an award-winning Super Bowl chili for you. If you missed it, just come back and get the podcast. I'll do it all.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
8-7-